Welcome, Anime Lately podcast listeners and YouTube podcast watchers to another episode of the Anime Lately podcast. I'm your host, Sam the Manga Man, and here with me are my co-hosts. Introducing first, the Game Master, the Director of Anime, Mr. Twitch King himself, Ray Apollo. Our next co-host is a legend in the Black Clover community. He has a great love for Trigon and One Piece. The one, the legendary, Levash, Miguel Parra. And finally, our last co-host. He is the CEO of the Careful for Spoilers podcast network and the founder of the El Anime No Life Facebook group. He has a great knowledge of movies, the great and talented James Barnes.
By the way, Sam, you can never stop doing this intro.
Yeah. What's stopping me from not to do it?
Are you going to say movies every time? Because I'm like, oh, God, it's a spooky movie.
I mean, James loves spooky movies.
I do.
I couldn't believe that.
Movies. He does. Because I'm like, Shaggy Leg. We're ghosts.
Man, it's so good.
Right. How does it feel to be back?
It feels great to be back. You know why? It's because I know that you miss me, and I missed you, so it's fine.
You were missed, my friend.
You were missed. Definitely, we miss you a lot.
I had to do some globetrotting, but we back now. It's all good.
All right.
I had to learn what it's like to be an anime watcher in a different country, and it sucks.
I think you've mentioned like everybody was speaking French or German.
Well, so it's French German. Mm-hmm. So half the country is French, half the country is German, and Germany is one of the hardest languages. German is one of the hardest languages I've ever tried to understand. The French was okay. Like I've been exposed to enough French that I was like, oh, I can kind of understand what's happening. But the German stuff, I was like, nope. I speak English and that's it. I can't talk to you in German. But luckily, in that country, I think everybody speaks three languages. They all speak French, German, and English, which is insane.
That's good.
Was insane. And it made me feel, I was like, I felt bad. I was like, come on, America. Y'all barely want to speak Spanish. This is ridiculous.
We keep destroying our own language of English. We have all these slangs and different languages and terms and stuff like
that. But no, it's just, I was like, they're so willing to like just learn and speak other languages. We met somebody who spoke seven different languages.
Damn.
I was like, this dude's insane. But I was like, I don't understand why we...
I'm guessing one of them is Mandarin?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I just was like, oh, that's amazing. You're smarter than I am. That's cool. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation. So,
all right, guys. How we've always started. How you guys been doing? What mangas and animes have you guys been watching? Ray, since you were on break, you're going to have to start first of all the stuff that you've been caught up to.
Yeah, suck it, Miguel. Anyway, I caught up on Dragon Ball Super. So all caught up on that now.
Okay.
Dude, okay. Like, it's the most Dragon Ball thing ever.
Yeah, it is.
But in a good way. I was telling James I'm really happy with the fact that they're actually using Boo again. I was like, you have this character who you set me up, you teased me, you blueballed me with the Tournament of Power, and then nothing, but now I understand why. I get it now. So this is really cool. So I was reading that. Started reading a little manga by the name of, a little indie title that nobody knows about, nobody cares about, called Black Clover. And you know why? It's because I couldn't stand and listen to Aster yelling the whole time. But I was like, I'm going to give this a shot. Because I told Miguel that I would give it another shot. Because I stopped watching it and I was like, look. He was like, Ray, just if you give the manga a shot, who knows? We'll see what happens. So I gave it a shot. I was like, okay, this is nice. So one night I was like, I'm going to read a few chapters. 20 chapters later, I'm like, okay, fine. I like this enough that I'm gonna keep reading it. So definitely reading it and then going back and watching the fights in the anime is the best way to experience Black Clover. Do not just watch Black Clover because you won't enjoy it. I'm sorry, you won't. But if you read it for all the cool stuff that happens and then you go back and you watch that cool stuff happen, it's great because the fights are actually really well done. So I was like, this is cool. But just do that. Don't do anything else. But I also, you know, I had to start reading My Hero again because I took a deep break from My Hero. And it was weird because I told you how I was like, oh man, I'm disappointed in My Hero because I hit that low point after the overhaul arc. Mm-hmm. But had I read 10 more pages, 10 more pages, everything would have changed. So it was only slow for like 15 pages total.
Which
is insane. I was like, that's actually kind of a good break. But I had been reading so much, I think, at that point that I got to that point. I was like, oh, there was so much hype. And then all of a sudden, whoosh, big dip in like the hype. And I'm like, but that's good. You need that in the story. Yeah. But I read that past that 10 pages and I was like, oh my God, this is so well done for what I feel like probably could have been and will be. It seems like a filler episode will be amazing. Actually, it was a really good filler. Right after overhaul. So I'm like, okay, this is good. I should have never doubted him. Should have never doubted him. It was so good. So I'm catching up in that still. Let's see. What else did I read? What else was I downloading? So it was Super, Black Clover, Boruto. Started reading Boruto. Okay. You know, it's not Naruto, but I think it's slowly starting to find its own stride, I think. Because those first few chapters, it's like, hey, here's all these people from Naruto that you love and these stupid kids that they have now that you don't know yet. So it's okay. I'm like, okay, because I still like the Naruto universe a lot and they really do expand on it in some really ridiculous ways in Boruto, which I didn't expect, but I like it. I like it a lot.
That's comforting. Yeah.
So there's that. And then there was another one that I was reading now that I just... for the life of me cannot remember, but that's okay. That, no.
funny because you were talking like a One Piece watcher with Black Clover just a moment ago.
So no, that's what I've been reading. Watching, I've been trying to do my best to catch up, and Shield Hero is not working. I'm trying.
You gotta make time.
I know, that's it. Just gotta make time. I'm like, one day I'm just gonna watch that all day. Just one day.
Oh, it'll be worth it.
It'll be so worth it.
I just wanna add a quick thing to what I said from my review up to this episode 21, that from what I saw in this episode, in this 21 episode season, is what is great character progression and character development in one season arc is so beautiful of a character called Nafumi being hated from the whole kingdom. And then this whole arc comes full circle. It's beautifully done. I thought I've seen it shortly done in two anime series called Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood from episode 1 through episode 60 or Trigon from episode 1 through episode 26. I thought those were beautiful story character developments as for Vash and for the main character, Edward Elric. I thought they had it. But Nafumi, I think, takes the cake because that was a beautiful story arc from what happened from episode 1 to 21. I said in my review, this is one some beautiful character progression and development from that. It really made me tear.
I think that's the thing about Shield Hero. Shield Hero is one of those anime that I want to consume in large chunks. I can't just kind of watch one and then go, I want to watch a lot of it in succession because it's so good. It's a meaty show. Yeah. It's a meaty character-driven show, which I like a lot.
You have to be engulfed.
Exactly. And so that's why I haven't really been able to do it yet because I haven't actually just sat down to be able to just watch that, you know, because there's other stuff I've been wanting to watch. Because, you know, I'm caught up now in Attack on Titan and in Demon Slayer and some other anime that I won't really name right now because it's like anime with an H. So it's cool. but I thought about the other two manga I was reading, by the way. Samurai 8 and One Punch Man.
Oh.
Yes. I felt bad because Samurai 8, to a point right now, is slightly forgettable.
It is.
It has not done enough to be interesting, mm-hmm. is what I'm gonna say. The idea is cool, but as of right now, it's kind of weak.
I agree 10 times. For me, like I feel like they're adding too much story and trying to condense it
to grab the viewers.
Well, like, you say too much story, but they're just saying a bunch of stuff that doesn't mean anything right now.
Yes.
It means nothing. I mean. You don't know. They haven't given you any connection yet. Yet. But that needs to happen soon. Because what we're 3 chapters in now, and it's like, all right, it just started. So I mean, and I got, there was one panel where I was like, they just had one panel of him smiling, and I'm like, that's Naruto.
Yeah.
Like, it was legitimately Naruto. I'm gonna find it and post it picture by picture, like right next to each other. It was Naruto. It's the exact same character design. It just straight up is. That's his hero type. He likes that hero type. I get it. It's okay, but I was like, that's legitimately Naruto.
You can't copyright that.
It's going to be hard for him to completely get away from Naruto.
It is. And, you know, I feel like, you know, after doing something like Naruto for so long, yes, that's going to be incredibly difficult. But he needs to differentiate these characters. He really does. He needs to do something. It's not just the way that they, I don't know. He's got to do something, because it's like, that's Naruto. As of right now, just watching, is Naruto, who has a cyborg body and is a samurai instead of a ninja.
Kind of true, but
that's it.
To kind of transition about what you guys say about heroes, I think right now the best hero that we have seen is called Tanjiro, right?
Yes.
Tanjiro is indeed the best. And that's another thing that I've been watching, Demon Slayer. Oh, I told you I was in Switzerland, and I found out that you can't watch VRV in Switzerland. It's not available in the region. So it was the night that Game of Thrones, the final episode was out. The one of the new episodes, Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer, were out. And I go, I can't stand for this. So that was the night I bought a VPN just to watch those 3 shows. And Demon Slayer, God.
What did it cost you?
$19.99. Was it worth it?
Absolutely.
But let's talk about the past couple episodes since we are right here, because this villain, this demon, the first demon, it's intentional, honestly. He has those crazy demon eyes.
He is bad, and I mean in every sense of the word. Dude is bad. He's stylish as hell.
Psycho.
He's a psychopath. And I'm like, this villain is scary. Like, legitimately scary. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because I was scared for Tanjiro. I was scared for him. Because I was like, no, you literally have no idea what you're getting into with this character. Yeah. So I was really glad that he had some plot armor there, because it was like the story saved him, essentially. I was like, ooh, this is scary.
Shows a message that he's a family man and his family doesn't know the type of person he really is.
That's the most terrifying part.
Yeah, exactly.
This demon is parading around as a human in the most ridiculous way. And I really want to see his motivations as to why he's carrying on like this. Like, why is he doing the way like I said, this demon is scary. And I'm like, Tanjiro, please, please do not try and fight him right now. I don't want to see you get hurt.
What makes me wonder is because he said to the lady that he almost killed, he said that I'm close to perfection. I wonder, what does he mean by that? Like, is there a goal that he has of his own that he wants to be more perfect from what he is, even though he's the first demon? Is there some type of goal that he has in mind, experiments he's doing, something like that to turn other demons?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. How was he the first demon? Like, what is that? What does that mean? Like, what? Okay, so there's some explaining I have to do. Like I said, this was the first episode we've gotten some true deep nuggets of lore. And I'm like, I need more, please.
Yeah, about him becoming perfection, I think that also comes from the other 2 demons that we meet with Tanjiro.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to find some way to twist his body to where he doesn't have to feed on human flesh at all.
At all.
And he gets to keep all of the power, the immortality, everything. And maybe he does want to live with his family. Maybe he does.
And I think that's the weird thing about it. He just wants to... But there's also that weird, because you saw it. We saw the psychotic part of him. He still wants to murder people. He still wants to kill people. He still wants
instinct.
To be this, like, true evil. Because he did it without hesitation. At first, he was like, I don't really want this. But you knew he was out there because he wanted to do that. He was looking for a fight that night. And I'm like, ooh, What a nasty villain.
My favorite thing of that episode of this past week was the guy with the GPS on his hand. That was the dopest shit.
Literally, that was weird. I'm like,
it was creepy. But that's why
arrows.
That's so. That was another reason why I've never really talked about it. We've talked about this show. I love the character designs of all the characters in this show that matter. They are so good and so different. That's the weird arrow eyeballs, insane. Like the what? Was Excuse really nice. Me. It was a really good design, and even the one that was the girl that was with him, so simple yet so good. I don't understand how they're doing such a good job with these characters.
Also, the score and the music when they introduced that lady.
Yes.
Oh wow.
That were animation in this. Oh my god, it was freaking amazing.
The flowers.
So
it's amazing.
This time that made me realize something. I'm like, so maybe the water visuals are actually water, because they mentioned how they could see the symbols.
A guy commented in one of our videos. They said that they're gonna explain that more in the next couple episodes. That he will have like a water type of attribute, but the scenes of the past couple episodes with the whole water animation, that's more for the effect of it.
Yeah. See, I think it's just for the audience. I think so too,
but because when the demon used her power, they talked about how they saw it. So I guess
the bystanders.
Yes. The policeman talked about how they could see the symbols that we were seeing. They probably see it different than we do, but they still saw it, which made me think, oh, so maybe there is something else going along with, like, something weird with his blade when he's doing those attacks. That, you know, well, yes, it's a visualization, but there's something still to it, I think.
But that picked me out, though.
I saw that, and I was like, wait a minute, hold up. No, they actually saw something. Like, they talked about how, like, what are these symbols? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, we're seeing a lot of symbols, too. So they just do a really good job of telling this story and, like, what they show us versus what actually seen in the world. And I'm like, this is so good.
What's crazy, though, is that the manga about Demon Slayer and Project Promised Neverland is supposed to end next year.
What?
Yeah. Like, end?
Yeah, like the manga supposed to hit around the 300 mark. That's what both of the creators said, I think, last year, that they're about to end into the last arc soon. So they said that they're most likely going to end in 2020. Like, both of the creators said it around the same time about the Promised Neverland, and Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba said that they're both going to end soon. That they're not trying to aim like a Black Clover or like a My Hero.
Now,
like,
see, I respect that a ton, because I really respect when a creator can see their vision through and understand it's like, no, this is my vision. I'm not going to extend it for any monetary or ridiculous
reason. Unlike Fairy Tale.
Don't get me wrong,
listeners. I do like Fairy Tale, but it gets so repetitive. It's ridiculous.
Power of friendship!
I can eat fire. Nom 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 nom.
Oh no, you can beat me up. Oh no, I'm lost. Wait, you touched my friend. I got so much more stronger. I'm gonna beat you up.
You know, listen, yeah, nah.
Not just stronger, another level of power.
And it's not just
a new level.
But there's no cap. There's no cap on that power. It's just, oh, how strong do I need to be? This strong.
Yeah. It's just like, all right, cool.
So, but Demon Slayer is. It has really inspired me on, like, just to really appreciate these stories more when they're told and, like, done well like this.
Agreed.
Done so well. I'm so happy. I love it.
And then we have that small hint of the main villain. You have that small flashback of maybe Tanjiro's ancestor and the whole earrings. Like, how come it's the same earring? How come he looks like Tanjiro when he was training with the long hair?
I
thought that was Sam said that's maybe his grandfather, like great 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 grandfather. I'm like, maybe that's his father. That's why we didn't see the father in the first episode. But I'm like, wait a minute, he's the first.
That's what they would want you to think. So my thought is that this first demon was up against this first demon slayer god, and the demon slayer god gets killed and is reincarnated as Tanjiro. So
Oh, but that explains why the big villain has killed his entire family, because they don't have like populate it.
He didn't want that line coming back. He was worried that this demon slayer guy was going to come back through this family line, and so he thought he killed all of them, but he missed one.
So he tried to do a Frieza, but failed.
He failed the monkeys. Oh yeah, that's a good one, Sam. Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh. Yeah.
So to me, Tanjiro is a good mix of Armin and Deku. To me,
yes,
he is. Oh no!
Like I feel like he's so brave, like Deku, and always pushing forward for what's right. Mm-hmm. And then he has the intellect and the ability to be a strategist like Armin.
Mm-hmm. He also has the good morals too. Like he's always willing to talk first before any kind of action or wanting to kill anybody and stuff like that. He
believes that people are good. He does.
But then when the chips are down and when he found out that this guy killed his family, he's like, I'm going to haunt you for the rest of your life. I'm going to kill you. And if somehow I die, I'm going to make sure I take you with me. And like the full-on rage mode and everything like that. He had no hesitation. He had no mercy. He really wants him to.
Because he knew.
Oh, yeah. He knew.
And I'm like, for this guy, like, oh god, like, oh, this villain is so bad. I'm like, ah, I just really worry because I'm like, this is
like not good. He's terrifying. Like, he's really scary.
He was actually scary. I was like, yo, this dude is legit, like, scary. Because I was when I saw those people in the alley, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, they were destroyed.
I just knew. I was like, y'all are dead. Like, all of
you. But the thing is, you're drunk. What hit the dude? The dude's just walking by. Just let him walk. Don't hit him.
Drunk once you hit stupid.
Him. Once you hit him, he's like, oh, no, they're dead.
The wrong person. I was like. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you don't know how many times you could have been dead. Walk away.
It was one of those things where when I was like, oh, he's going to see his eyes and he's going to back off. Because you see eyes like that and you wouldn't. Why? You see eyes like that even from a distance. I'm going the other way.
But they also made fun of him. Like, yo, you're looking pale, man. Are you looking to get me a hospital? Do you need help? Like,
okay, you were real drunk, my guy, and now you real dead. So
yeah, I feel worse for the girl. You literally got the finger sister. In her forehead.
Oh man.
They went so ET in her head.
That explanation there it showed me how scary this character is, because he did not flinch, he did not hesitate, and he knew exactly what he was doing.
And then the all famous villain monologue and stuff was perfect.
Yo, his monologue was amazing. I love his monologue.
But it was just, it's because he's worked so hard to become what he is that he was so insulted. He was so mad. He's like, you're calling me ugly, essentially? How dare you?
He reminded me a bit of someone from Naruto, Orochimaru.
Ooh, no. Orochimaru wish he was as badass as this guy.
But the idea of perfection, the idea of wanting to be the perfect person.
So what I'm saying right now, though, is imagine if this guy was Orochimaru's, like, if Orochimaru had this guy's personality, how much better that part of Naruto would have been. Think about that, though. It would have been insane.
I agree, because like, I don't like the moment when Orochimaru became so obsessed with Sasuke. Exactly.
It was weird. It was really weird. But like, if he was more just like this guy, it would have been insanely good, which, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it's just, you know, we can say in hindsight, oh, that would have been so much better, you know, but I mean, in this case, I feel like this is a better villain. This is a better character.
Oh, yeah, totally agree. But I know that James brought up a good transition about our man Armin.
Attack on Titan, Season 3, Episode 54. Well, like, first of all, like, before the whole leak from other countries, this episode was about to be pushed into Wednesday. But then the following day, it got rescheduled back into Sunday, but it would come out on Sunday night. Well, first of all, this episode could have went both ways, because this was so incredible. I know people couldn't wait, but I'm pretty sure like this wait would have been was extra sweet for this episode, because it was incredible, emotional, and crazy hell, like sad, really sad. It's our man, Armin. God bless him. Respect.
Ray, you okay?
I'm thinking for a shonen episode, this episode of Attack on Titan is an example of everything that is right, like that you can do.
Yes,
for, like a shonen. It is a very good example of every note being hit perfectly, I think, for an episode of an anime. In the shonen genre, 100%. Like, this was, it did everything right. There was nothing in this that was like, oh, like to me, honestly, everything about it was flawless. It was so good. It had this story is they did such a good job. Like, to build up to this, everything that's happened meant something. Mm-hmm. Up to this point, all the characters, the interactions that they've had, what they've done, what they have to lose, what they have to gain, you just saw it all right here. It was crazy.
I want to also ask you, like, the episode beforehand, because you weren't able to be in the last episode, but how did you feel about Erwin's speech? I was like, yes, we're going to die, but at least we die fighting.
I messaged you guys and was like, Erwin, just, he earned his spot in one of the top five characters of all time. All time. I put him up there with my boy Roy Mustang. Instantly.
Yeah. He says it's going to take a first-rate con man to get these people to do this. And he does it. Because, I mean, he is a con man, but at the same time, he's a great commander and the best thing that could have ever happened to humanity. And I love that man.
I mean, and it was one of those things where he knew the loss. He understood it. He seen it. But nobody else was as good at it as him because he knew what it took.
They gave up his dreams.
Oh man, like that's, and that was the hardest part of these two episodes, is watching characters literally give up their dreams so that way other people could live theirs.
Exactly.
That is so hard to watch.
My favorite line is still Levi, with him saying "Nani," of just Erwin telling them to go die and just charge, but then in this episode it's him like, I promise him, come back, Beast Titan. I was supposed to kill you. I was supposed to capture you. I made a promise. And I felt that emotion, the way Levi's face, like he went through thick and thin, killing all those Titans left and right just to get to the Beast Titan, take it out, just to lose it at the last second. I felt that emotion in my heart. I'm like, yo, he was right there. And I felt it for Levi. I like that side more than what happened with Armin. Because Levi, from what you felt the emotional side, like of losing his commander, losing his, like his best friend, the person he has always followed, and like he made a promise to him to keep it. I'm like, damn, my guy.
So I'm gonna be honest with you. Levi didn't lose. Levi had the biggest win of all of them. They showed us that the Beast Titan could be hurt, and he hurt him bad. He hurt him bad.
He was bleeding there.
I love the flashback to when Reiner and Bolt is telling him, yo,
he's telling him,
what you need to look out for is Levi Ackerman.
That's the one.
And he fucked him up the whole hand.
It was too late. At that point, it was too late. But see, now I'm worried because now he's always going to be ready for Levi. I'm really worried about that. He's always going to be ready now because this Beast Titan is smart. This character is a lot smarter than he needs to be, and it makes me mad.
I don't know. Behind Levi is also Mikasa.
We'll see. We don't know. They don't know about Mikasa. Nobody. Exactly. They sleep on Mikasa. They really do.
They sleep on Mikasa.
And when you sleep on her, you get hurt too.
Exactly. Use the element of surprise.
Attack on Titan is one of those anime, those rare anime that takes the manga and literally elevates it to its greatest heights. Like this newest episode with Armin's death, like it was beautifully adapted from the manga. And we were talking about this before we started recording, but in the manga, it's just steam and you pretty much just see a burnt body, right? But in the anime, it's fire. It's so hot. It looks like
it shows. Fire. It shows you how hot it got.
Yeah, and you see his flesh melting off of him, as he's just thinking he just needs to hold on just a bit longer, just a bit longer. And Eren gets his second. Well, he didn't kill him, but he took down his second Titan,
which it happened to be the biggest one. Yes.
Yeah.
But that was the best, like, hidden plan. And this was Armin's plan. And he was about to give up his Jamie. Like, we're going to survive, right? We're going to see
that
the ocean.
That also hurt. That hurt so much.
I'm so sorry I lied to you, but this was the only way. It's like,
He didn't apologize for lying. He said, I would never lie to you, because he knows that if he told Aaron anything, Aaron would have went completely against it.
Of course.
Yeah. So he had to lie to him. He had to. And I'm like, yo, this hurts.
Ray, over the next three episodes, you're going to lose your fucking just the next three episodes.
I have a feeling that everything's about to get worse. So, yeah.
Well, it's always darkest before the dawn.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get better in a shitting psycho Arkham City type of Batman mind. Like,
that's bad. That's bad. It's going to get worse.
It's not great. Right?
So the thing, a show like this, though, you can't have a good, like, there's no good in this until it's all over. That's the thing.
Well,
all of this bad has to happen for good to happen.
Well, actually, speaking about Tekken Titan manga, that's right now in its last arc as well. So that's going to end.
That's crazy.
That's going to end, I think, next year, most likely.
It should.
There's a lot of stuff ending next year. What are we going to do?
It's 2020 or 2021, because this series is a monthly. So this could be 2020 or 2021. So either one of those years. But he said that it just entered its last arc. He already has the last... He is already joined the last panels of the last arc and everything like that. So it's very curious to see. It's a beautiful wrap-up, because the manga right now, oh my God.
I believe in these creators to create amazing new anime and manga for us to enjoy, because I'll be honest, like I've been rewatching Hunter x Hunter, like thinking about Dragon Ball Z, like you think about these epic anime that we've been watching since we were kids. And then you look at My Hero, you look at Attack on Titan, like what Demon Slayer is becoming, what Dr. Stone will become. Like,
I'm glad you brought that up.
It's going to be insane. It's going to be insane.
All right, guys. That's all. Before we move on to our news, I want to bring up the Rising of the Shield Hero episode 21. But Ray, then we're not going to spoil anything.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
But it was incredible. The best episode of the entire season. Hopefully, it doesn't end up like how I got reincarnated as a slime, where the last two episodes like recap stories.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Because there's four more episodes left of this season.
I hope that.
It's not. There's still a lot more story left. Technically, the manga is more further from where the anime is right now, so they don't really need to add side stories or do like a beach episode or hot spring episode, that sort of. They don't need it.
No, I don't think they'll do that. But I mean, I don't think we're going to get anything more of the real story until like the last like 5 minutes of the last episode of the season, where we get the tee up for season two.
I already know my top three anime so far of the year is Dororo, Demon Slayer, and The Rising of Chihiro. Those three are my top three anime of the year so far. So I know season two of all these three are what Dodo maybe depends on how they ended the last four, because this episode of Dodo was very good too. Hakamaru is giving up on trying to find his body. He wants it now. He wants it now at all costs. So Dodo is doing amazing. Love the music. It's great as always. Godly. So I'm enjoying this seasons of anime this year. Too much anime we've been watching. Oh my God. It's a great time of anime to be watching and reading. That's one thing that I would love to say.
There's no such thing as too much anime.
No anime, no life.
Yeah.
So before we go forward, I want to tell you about this one anime that just bamboozled me. I got bamboozled. And it's real quick, and I'll explain why. So I started watching Namu Amidabatsu Utena.
That's familiar.
I found it on VRV. And I was like, let me see what this is about. And then the first 5 minutes, it's got a really amazing character designs and a really, like, really well animated, like, short fight. Really, really well animated. It's beautiful. The characters are beautiful. But the rest of the episode is a bunch of pretty boys talking and being mad at each other. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this one of them dang...
Yuri, like, yaoi?
Yeah, I'm like, this one of them dang yaois. And I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute. But then at the end of the episode, there's another really beautiful like animation, like shit gets real for a second. And I'm like, wait, hold up.
What's the name of the series?
It's long. but Utena is like the short name of it at the end. And I'm real confused if I'm gonna keep watching this because I'm like, the animation is beautiful. The character designs are ridiculously gorgeous. It's all a bunch of pretty boy gods because they're after these after the 13 Buddhas is what they're modeled after.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting, but I'm like, but they're just all of a sudden they're back at this like shrine laughing and talking and being mad at each other and arguing like they love each other, and I'm like, wait a minute. But then there's gonna be a random fight scene where I'm like, oh god, this is really cool, and then they go back to this stuff again and I'm like, this show is weird.
Like, I thought when you said they were fighting with each other, I was thinking Samurai Champloo kind of thing?
Nope, they're just bickering and arguing with each other and like arguing about how food tastes bad, and it's weird. I'm like, okay. So y'all, I'm going to have y'all check this out because I'm like, this is weird. Like the animation will tell you, it was gorgeous. Like the character designs are really cool, but then it turns into something completely different. I'm like, this isn't what I was supposed to get.
Seems very dowdy, but cool. Interesting.
Yeah. I just saw One Punch Man's new episode, and I really enjoyed it. I think it was like one of the best episodes of the season so far.
Like you said that last time, Sam.
No, but it continued. It continued this momentum.
Better and better and better and better, dude.
Like, I don't mind the animation anymore. This is pretty good. Top notch.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're already locked in. So, I mean, it is what it is. Just enjoy it for like, what it is.
I got a little emotion there for Siryu. Because, like, he had everything and then he got taken away. And now he's asking for help. Something that he's never done before. When all hope was lost and anything. And guess who helps him? Saitama. He heard his cry for help.
So, I'll be honest. I was kind of pissed off because I was waiting for Saitama for the entire episode. He doesn't show up until right before the credits. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm going to the manga so I can find out what happens right now. I can't. I'm not that's waiting until next week. I'm going to read the book right now.
That's why I just started reading it, man.
But then, like, that was the reason, but the episode, it was literally to build character for Siryu, even though it wasn't necessary, they just did it because to get you attached.
How do you feel about these characters that they build up and then they never use again?
I mean, technically we might see them again. We first thought with Genos, like he's all that impressive. It's like, oh man, can I be your student? And I find that crazy, not even a loophole. It was bribery that got him continuing to stay within the rest of the entire series.
So I never thought we would get so much of the S-Class heroes. I'm actually glad that we've been getting so much of the S-Class heroes.
You have to, because guess what? If they don't, everybody else is kind of boring.
That's very true.
I'll be real with you. Everybody else is boring. They have to use these really, like, they have to have this weird scale now because you can't show too many of these people down here because Saitama is literally off the screen. You know, so then you have to have these people who are, like, at the highest part of the screen, but not where Saitama are, because if not, it is not interesting. There's no middle ground here.
Either you, why do we have a character called
Woman Rider or you're Saitama?
You beat me to it, but I kept it with the joke. Damn it!
I know, I got you. Suck it. Anyway.
But even Woman Rider had his moment for that episode.
He always has a moment where
and that's why you gets, love him.
Gets an arm or a leg broken.
And that's why you love him. I listened to the last episode, Miguel. Slander my boy Moomin Rider again. I'm gonna throw a mic at you.
The trash hero of justice, the one that did not do shit in episode 13.
Oh, you know what?
He was just carrying people from the spaceship, you know, trying to take them out.
I want you to add a new name to Miguel's intro, the Moomin Rider of anime lately.
Damn.
Hey, that means you're a true hero.
Exactly.
You have the
true hero here for us all, Miguel.
Uh-huh, exactly.
I'd rather take his cry for help, the hero of justice. I don't mind taking that in my name.
Oh, man. I don't mind taking that. You're our movement writer now. It's okay. it's fine.
All right, guys. Let's move on to our news. Let's first things first. Kigen Ashura, the anime has brought out a new promo video Netflix is gonna have the exclusive rights for it. The anime kind of reminds me of Baki, but the CG animation is turning me off a little.
The CG is fucking terrible. It's terrible.
So I watched
it. I can't watch it.
I did my homework. It's
so bad.
And this looks horrible.
It's so bad.
The first season of Ruby looks better than this.
Yeah.
What's
so crazy is that there are people who likes this. Like,
why
are you doing this to yourself?
The first seasons of Reboot look better than this.
This looks like 2D, agree. 2D animation from PlayStation. This is what it looks like to me. I'm just watching it.
PlayStation 2.
Sorry, PlayStation 2 is what I meant. Like, this looks like 2D animation from PlayStation 2. I'm like, this dude literally has his hands here, and you see the characters in the back. Like, this looks like some type of Grand Theft Auto, like PlayStation 2 type of graphics.
I saw this. I was like, what the fuck did Sam send me? Like, what is this?
I was like, is this a fan-made video?
No, it wasn't
fan-made. Netflix showed up. I was like, oh.
That's why. Oh. But actually, it's coming up with other animes too, like Seven Seed. That actually looks kind of interesting.
Oh, that one looks good.
I do not like the CG 3D animation. I don't like
it.
It's very canned, and you can tell that it's easy for them to produce quicker,
mm-hmm.
And it shows.
Yeah,
and cheaper.
Baki was amazing. Baki was amazing. I love like the whole season of Baki was godlike. The fighting choreograph, the whole Phoenix emotions. Can't wait for season 2 until he fights his father. I'm gonna try for like a whole orgasm of him finding his father. That's just amazing. That's freaking fantastic as hell.
How that word works.
But
man,
yeah,
man, fighting, just all, you know, show your heart out, great comeback and everything, muscle to muscle, mass to mass, who's the greatest fighter on earth? That's freaking amazing.
Yeah, no, I watched all of Ultimate Muscle. It was great.
Ultimate Muscle was a lot of fun.
That was hilariously fun. But Baki is also really fun too. Like, none of these super strong soldier human, they're not human. They are like monsters.
Muhammad and Ali guys. Was in the anime.
Muhammad Ali Jr.
Both, yes, thank you, Sam. Both were there.
And not the money grabber one, literally pro boxer.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Like, you literally have a fighting technique named after you, the Muhammad Ali's fighting style or something like that.
It was pretty dope. But overall, this anime, Kengan Ashura anime promo, kind of takes a no for me. Looks interesting, but at the end of the day, the animation really takes it out of the window for me. So that's a no.
Can't do it.
Wish I had more thumbs so I could give him four thumbs down.
You need bottom lines. All right, let's move on to the next one. G Kids licensed Shinkai's Weathering with You film for early 2020 screening. Well, first, guys, did you guys watch the trailer for this, for the movie, the new trailer?
I did, and I like the premise of this. Y'all know I don't really do the slice of life type stuff, but this
looks more like romance.
It's more like romance, like sci-fi.
Yes.
The gun threw me out of the window.
So I was like, oh, you have my attention. I like the weird stuff. Yeah, this is weird. I like it.
Because this is the same people that saw Your Name. The same people that did Your Name. The same director.
Wait. We mentioned this before.
That's Ray, right. We have talked about this before.
Have you watched Your Name yet?
No! Give me... Listen, I have time now, but there's Ray, only so many hours in a day.
Failed.
You know what? You know what, guys? I'm going to say this right now in the podcast of episode 6, right, Sam? We're doing episode 6, right?
Yes,
we're doing
this is number 6, yes.
Yeah, episode 6 right now we're doing. I'm going to say, by the end of this weekend, I will be purchasing a gift to Ray Apollo. I will be purchasing the movie Your Name and sending it to his address that I will not be saying it here in the podcast. That's his privacy. And I'll be sending it to his address for a gift to see Your Name. Where I live. Well, you'll be telling me so I can send it to you. But he'll be getting a gift of Your Name, and he will be watching it sometime next week because I'll be buying it for him. It's cheap, and it's good, and he has to see it.
Are you saying that I have to watch this before the next episode?
Well, you have to watch. No. You just need to watch it before Weathering With You movie comes out.
Oh, yeah.
You have to see it before episode 10.
That's a good time.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's good.
That's 4 weeks from now. That's good.
Man, that's going to take away time from me watching Shield Hero. What are you doing?
Your name is better than Shield Hero.
Yeah, it kind
of. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, your name.
And for the soundtrack, you play the soundtrack of your name in your Twitch. How do you even still not see the movie?
Why not?
I love good music. That's why.
Your name has great music.
And that's why I love
good music. Your name is one of the best anime movies I have ever seen.
Okay.
I broke down and I cried at the end like a little kid. It's incredible. Okay. It is incredible.
I will watch it.
So, guys, I will be purchasing the movie this weekend for Rayapal.
I'll watch it. I promise. I'll be purchasing it.
Take a picture of the receipt and everything, too, and put it up on Twitter.
I will do that, but then I will have to put a lot of blackness to hide my information and his.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. All we need is the name of your name, and doesn't matter what the price is. Just literally send to Ray Apollo. That's it.
Just put Ray and send it to Kansas. They'll know.
You're the only Ray in Kansas?
Yep, the only one. They know.
Well, honestly, I'm really excited for this movie. The trailer's beautiful. The whole twist of the gun and everything. The whole sci-fi with her doing such type of Katara, type of water bending with the whole rain stopping. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? The water bending?
Yeah, crazy. It looks sick.
I mean, like, it's also some earth bending too. I mean, apparently a piece of rock is up in the air in the sky.
Oh yeah, a big giant cliff of rock there. So yeah, earth bending, water bending. All that's missing is just air bending fire.
Yeah,
I want to see it.
It looks so beautiful. The music and everything like that. It got you captured. You ready to throw your money in there? And props to G-Kids. They know what they're investing into. And I can't wait to watch that in big screen theaters.
2020. Can't wait for that. The first quarter, we're going to most likely get it the first quarter. So I'm really excited for that.
Most likely like within either late January or early February, because the movie comes out in Japan in July.
Yeah.
So yeah, we should get that by January.
This movie even has half of the dedication that went into your name, it'll be great.
I mean, it is by the same creator.
Well, so that is how good your name is.
Your name made 1 million yen, and also made more money in the US as well, as one of the most highest animated movie in the...
It is. It beat Spirit Away.
So it definitely should be there.
I mean, it became the fourth highest grossing film of all time in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely I can't say the word enough. It is incredible.
Well, we will be hearing before episode 10 when I buy the movie for Ray and for him to watch at home. Put a picture saying, finally watching the movie that Miguel bought me. Let's see how good it is.
Fine.
Watch it with your wife, too. It's great for couples.
Oh, yes, you should.
We'll see.
She will watch it. Dub or sub is great, too. Dub or sub is amazing. Dub or sub.
Agreed.
The music on both, they do great translation. It's amazing. So I highly suggest either one or do both. Yes. Do one sub, and the next day, do one dub. Trust me.
Okay, guys, let's move on to our next news. Live-action Sonic movie gets delayed. Hooray!
I mean,
next year, 2020, February.
Yeah, so it's not that far off. No one's surprised by this. If you want Sonic to look differently, guess what? He's the main character of the movie. So they have to redesign him and put him back into the entire film.
Movie.
So if that's what you wanted, you gotta wait. It is what it is.
Does that mean Jim Carrey gets even more money to redo this role and everything?
I doubt it.
I mean, he doesn't have to do anything. That's the best part of having a CGI creature. It's not there to begin with, so you just gotta...
That's true, but he's playing the main antagonist into the movie. And
I don't think so. I don't think Jim Carrey would be getting any much more things. It's literally what James already said, that it's a lot of rendering. It's a lot of to fix animation, going back to the post... going back to the pre-production and post-production to fix stuff. So it's literally all that. It's not really getting any most of the actors back. It's barely any that's really going back to the
computer. They don't have to do anything. It's just post-production work.
Yeah, so it's, it, like they said it 3 weeks ago, James had read that it was most likely going to get postponed because to get the movie done in literally 6-5 months within the release, that's impossible. So I'm happy. I'm happy they delayed it. Means they care about the film and they want to make money back if they really want to have the audience come and see this film.
That's very nice, Miguel. They don't have a choice. If they didn't fix it, James would watch
this movie. Exactly. They want to fix it so James comes to watch it. They listen to the last episode like, yo, we really got to get this James guy.
Yep.
They were scared of James.
They want to get Miguel, the optimistic guy that wants to give 100%
of. They don't care about Miguel. Miguel's going to spend money anyway. They want James, who ain't going to spend any money.
No, I mean, I'm still going to see it opening night, and I'll determine whether or not I think it's good. But
they're more scared of James' rants and his his high download pop podcast getting inside.
Then Miguel being like, yeah, I love Sonic.
There will be one. Either way, if it's good or if it sucks, there will be an episode talking about Sonic.
See?
But then, like, hopefully the Weathering With You movie doesn't come out around the same time or else, boom, goodbye. Lost all your money.
Shit, it might actually.
I would laugh.
It will bomb. I'm telling you this. It will bomb.
After all this work?
Before this, the production budget was $90 million before marketing. Now they have to re-render the main character of the movie. It's going to bomb. It will not make its money back. And there will not be
I will say with marketing, everything included, I'll say 130 to 140.
That's a lot of money to make for a movie that no one is going to care about. Everyone is on the internet bitching about it, but they're not going to see the movie because it looks terrible. It will bomb. And I'm calling it right now on episode 6 of Anime Lately. It will bomb.
I mean, but did you call on episode 4 and episode 5?
I did. And I will keep doing it.
It's going to be the bomb of Valentine's Day of 2020.
Sam, come on, man.
It's coming out on Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Anyway, next topic, Sam.
Okay, live-action Akira film is by Thor Ragnarok's director, set for May 21st, 2021.
I am all about this.
So I'm going to tell you one of my faux pas. I have not seen Akira. I have not seen the full movie.
Taika, I trust in you because you did Thor Ragnarok, a movie that I did not love the first time, but the second time I loved it. The visuals is freaking amazing, but what's wrong, right?
I did not love Thor Ragnarok the first time.
I felt like the jokes were too much. I felt like the jokes were not much of, like, much needed, but I guess I get the second time.
Did you not watch Guardians 1 and 2?
It works but that works for Thor. Thor's not a comedic character. That's what
I see, but that's
Thor has always been a comedic character.
He's always been that way, but Chris Hemsworth wanted more. So that's why they did it in Thor.
But that's why I feel like it worked for me watching the second, third time, because that's when I accept it. That's when I accept
For sure.
You had to accept that you were wrong the first time. Gotcha. It's okay.
I was in the same boat the first time I saw Thor Ragnarok. I'm like,
thank you, James.
I don't know if I really like this. Like, the jokes between him and Surtur in the beginning, I'm like, this is dumb, and I think I might walk out. But
you both were wrong the first time. That's very hilarious.
Wrong. Very wrong.
I enjoyed myself watching Thor Ragnarok the first time. I enjoyed myself.
Because it was such a stark contrast to the first two. It was the best. The Thor trilogy is trilogy, just saying, you know, Thor Ragnarok.
I love the first Thor still.
Endgame, that's the best trilogy.
What about Dark World, though? What about Dark World?
I love the first Thor.
We don't talk about that movie.
That movie doesn't exist.
Last time I checked, Thor's name on it.
No, it's not. It's out there in that pocket dimension with that weird Dragon Ball movie we don't talk about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't know what you're talking about. Didn't happen. Just like Spider-Man 3. There were only two Spider-Man movies.
Spider-Man what?
There was Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2, and then the Amazing Spider-Man happened.
But going back to Taika, I trust in him to actually do a good job because he did a great job with storytelling, with Korg and everything else. So I believe him to bring actually Akira.
I don't like it the first time.
Akira, I will give his justice, you know, because we are here for justice in this podcast. You know, we believe in the right of way.
Thank you,
Yep. So yeah.
Yeah, there's some hope. It's funny how you already set a date for it of May 21, 2021, because usually when you set a date way too early in plan, it ends up getting pushed.
We get to make we're gonna have a show about how it's delayed.
Yeah, it's gonna delay.
I hate it. Honestly, I hate in just today's quick side thing. I hate how studios love to put dates first instead of doing the production there, and they say, okay, we're gonna put this date in the movie.
That's not just movies either. It's stupid. I hate it. TV shows are doing it. Video games are doing it. Like, I just do what authors do with books. It's done when it's done.
Yeah, like first finish the book, first finish the movie, first finish the game. Once it's done in the way it's supposed to be, good with good animation, good story, good actors and everything, then after that, put it out 3 months, 6 months after, put the, hey, there is no movie there, put it there. That's just, I hate it when you say, oh, the movie's done in 2 years. Okay, with the rush it, post-production, pre-production, everything else, animation, I'm like, why?
It's literally like college kids work. Wait until the last minute to do your final project and everything, and your papers and everything.
I mean, I'm not going to say all that, but just saying, oh yeah, we're going to have it out at this day. That's wishful thinking. You know, so, I get it.
So we're not going to see it until 6 months after what they set date. So maybe like within November.
Well, I mean, Marvel or DC is going to come out with some movie around the same time, and they're going to push it. So
that's very true. Well, I should know. Marvel movie always is coming out like in April's now, right?
No, but still, like, there's something else is going to come out that's much bigger than that.
I mean, they're spread out. Ragnarok came out in November.
Yep. So, yeah. The thing is, they can come out whenever they want. It doesn't matter anymore.
And like last year, it was just so random that the month after it was Deadpool 2. So
which they've already basically confirmed Deadpool 3. They just don't know how they're going to do it with Ryan Reynolds intact. So we'll see how that goes. Just a side thing, sorry.
But yeah, like, we have hopes for the live action Akira movie. But no doubt for sure it will get delayed May 21, 2021.
I'm excited. That'll be good. I like him as a director, and he's forward thinking for the genres, I think. It'll be good for anime. Give me my Gundam movie, but do it right.
Well, you did get Gundam in Ready Player One for a quick, 5 minutes.
How dare you?
I mean,
how dare you?
Then again, I mean, even in the movie, it only lasts for 2 minutes.
How dare you?
It's not enough. Like, I need a full Gundam
movie. Exactly. Give me a full Gundam movie. I want the full space opera. All of it.
Not like Pacific Rim. Not like
That's two completely different things.
No. I'm just trying to say giant robots.
It's fun to see the robots fighting kaijus, but I want to see wars being fought using mobile suits.
Exactly. That's what I want. Whole different scale there. Whole different scale.
I feel like it's going to take a lot to do for all of it.
Oh, they can do it. I believe that they can do it, and it'll be beautiful when it's done right.
All right, guys, let's move on to the next news. Hello World, original anime film's first special video streamed. Honestly, when I first watched this the video, I thought it looked great. It kind of reminds me of a whole programmed world where everything seems to be like all set in stone and all everything that needs to be supposed to be. And then until the ending where it had that Attack on Titan season 3 part 1 last episode, shock.
It's all glitching. I'm like, what the hell?
It seemed very Sword Art Online to me.
I literally just watched it just now, and I'm like, what the hell this ending was? It's so glitching. I'm like, wow, okay, this is a pretty weird. And I agree with you, Rachel, now. And the art style, the art animation reminds me of a lot of Sword Art Online.
It looked very Sword Art to me, even down to the weird glitchy stuff at the end. I was like, that's weird.
I wonder, is it from A1 Productions? It doesn't say.
Yeah, it was good. But I am interested, though. The animation looks great.
Mm-hmm.
The music sounds fun. Sounds magical.
What came to mind first? I think Danganronpa. It kind of looked like Danganronpa. A little bit.
Like how everything, it seems everything's okay, but really it was a lie.
Exactly. It's really creepy. Yes. It seemed like that.
I mean, that's great, Bill, because you made the whole poster and everything seems like a great happy slice of life, but really it's a horror. That's a great marketing deal.
Doki Doki Universe. That was a mistake. If you don't know what that is, oh, wait, it's Doki Doki Literature Club. Oh,
I have no idea.
Don't do it. That's a virus. That thing's a virus. That's
not a virus.
No. So, oh man, I really need you guys.
I know what it is. It's like a virus. It's like
a. It's not a virus. It's a game.
It's like a creepy game where like you just can't get out of it.
No. I don't need you. So this is something I literally want you guys to do. It just at some point in time. Period. Don't look up anything about Doki Doki Literature Club at all. If you don't know anything about it, don't look up anything, because if you do, it'll completely ruin it. But I want you all to like at least try it. It's super short. I think you can finish it in like 2 hours.
But I think you should just watch a YouTube video of someone doing it.
No, do not watch anything about it. Nothing.
All right. So after the podcast, you send us a link of wherever to watch it, and I will watch it tomorrow.
I can send you a link to download it. It's free.
All right. So tomorrow I'll watch it then.
It's a game.
You're going to play it. It's a game.
Oh, no. Okay. So I'll play the game. And I'll record myself playing this game and see what the hell happens.
Oh, man.
You're going to be in...
We'll talk about it after stream, too. So, yeah. Okay.
Well, let me just say Miguel's not good with horror.
Yes, that's true. I'm not good with horror.
Damn, shut up! You're ruining it!
Yeah, we'll talk after recording. We'll talk about after recording.
You're ruining it!
So, overall, the Hello World, cool, interesting. Animation reminds me of Type of Your Name. So other than that, that's all my thoughts.
I mean, Hello World is like the first program thing you do for any kind of coding. So
I feel like it's a mixture of Your Name, the animation style with Your Name and Sword Art Online. Mm. Like, it looks interesting, but honestly, the trailer doesn't tell me anything. So
maybe I agree with James. That's a good exactly. Well, yeah, I agree with James. That's it.
We'll see.
All right, let's move on. Goblin Slayer, Goblin's Crown, theatrical anime.
Ray's favorite anime from fall 2018. What did you think, Ray?
It didn't do shit, just like the anime. Sorry, I didn't mean to curse, but like that's exactly how I felt when I watched it. I was like, this literally did nothing. They gave me some heavy metal music, there were no goblins, and it was a bunch of snow.
There was goblins. It was just goblins. At a far distance.
Cool.
And like Goblin Slayer is literally running after at them and shit.
Cool. Seems like the whole anime to me right there.
I saw two episodes of Goblin Slayer and then I stopped watching it. So I mean,
That's okay.
Like that's completely okay.
It's okay. Like, people were so hyped about this anime, but it wasn't great. Like, it wasn't that great.
Just the shock value. The shock value got you in, and then they're like, haha, got you. The rest of the anime is not like that at all, sucker.
I always suggest manga. Much, much better.
The best parts of that show were when he's killing goblins. That's it.
And also the best part of that show is the opening. That's all.
I wouldn't even say that. The opening was like, it was horrifying to watch. So, I mean,
I love the opening song. The opening song is amazing.
Oh, you mean the opening, like, not the first episode.
Yeah.
No, the song.
Yes, I agree with you on that. I'm with you there.
I listen to the opening song when I'm at the gym doing my last rep on my bench press. That's my song. It's a heavy metal. Love that song.
Yeah, right. Definitely. So, we're going to have probably more heavy metal music. Goblin Slayer doing his thing, kill goblins in the most cruelest and ingenuitive way.
Yeah,
but you know, all to heavy metal music and it'll be fine.
Yeah, cool. Basically. And people will end up enjoying it, but I'd rather read the manga for it or something like that. Let's move on. Attack on Titan 2, Final Battle Games, video previews.
Great. Did you watch this preview? Okay, but I was saying, because this preview kind of spoiled most of, like, the whole season 3, part 2. I'm like, wow.
I mean, if you haven't been watching it,
not
like...
really.
It's like, there are parts of it, because I'm caught up, and it's like, it's only shown you what you've seen if you've been watching it so far. Cut up in a way that you wouldn't really know.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Like, so. That is the best way to explain, because I saw, I'm like, Did they just show like literally the whole season 3, part 1 and part 2?
They showed some really important moments from this, even just this last episode.
Like they just somehow got on top. They were on top of the episode and everything, but that was all planned. That was like all marketing.
Oh, yeah.
After this episode showed out this trailer for the game, and then you see, oh shit, we just saw this episode. Now we get to play with it. We get to be there real life playing a video game for it. I'm hyped. I'm excited. I want to play. I want to buy this game and play.
This is a great game for Twitch, for that. Ray himself.
Yes, actually, I definitely want to play it for sure.
And Ray, you've played the first one, right? And
yep,
you enjoyed it. You very thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's one of my favorite like anime games.
And I think the most thing that we're all going to be enjoying is seeing the whole Gatling guns.
I can't wait.
Weird. I like all of those Gatling guns. Like it was so dope.
It's like it's a video game. It's an anime video game thing. And I want it. I want it real bad.
Yeah. As you guys know, Attack on Titan is my obsession. As you can see in the background, mm-hmm. I have both games. The games are fucking amazing. And I can't wait.
Best anime games ever made.
Yeah.
We would love to play that game on our Twitch stream and like have it live on Twitch and play.
As you should. I think
there is no greater joy than just using ODM gear and killing titans.
Well, because once you get good at it, it is not hard to get it. It looks and feels so good. Like, yeah. So you played Spider-Man, like swinging around that city, and how good that feels is how good it feels to, like, once you figure out how to kill these titans in a real stylish way, it feels like that. It is so much fun.
Yeah.
I see from trailers of this game, you can actually become the titans here too, and you can fight in titan form.
Fighting as Eren was really fun.
That's basically all you kind of play the games for. I'm like, hey, I just want to play. Like, doing all that stuff was amazing, but I'm like, I just want to punch people as Eren.
That's what I want to do. Yo, so honestly, I like playing as Commander Irving in the first game because he has a very special skill to where he can command the other people in your group. Yep. So it's really cool having him like attached to a titan and he's giving orders to cut the leg, cut the arm, cut the nape. So much fun.
In the second game, they kind of give that to everybody, which was weird. Which I liked, but no, I thought it was better in the first
because game. We know what's coming. Urban had to give that final mission.
Oh. Yeah.
We died in hell.
Respect for the man.
Yep.
But yeah, can't wait for this game to come out. I think it comes out in the summer. Most likely going to be after season 3, part 2 ends.
From what I understand, technically, is that it's going to come out as a standalone thing with the full game, but it's also a download for the second game if you already have the second game, which you'll have to pay for because I don't think it's free. So,
well, of course, you got to pay for it.
It's like it's an expansion instead of a DLC. Like, it's an expansion DLC. So.
I mean, that's not that bad. I mean, it's kind of like Monster Hunter's expansion DLC.
It's better than One Piece's DLC, so whatever.
But yeah,
I cannot disagree with that. So you're talking about that, right?
Mm-hmm. But like, it's pretty much having another second game in a way, and you're willing to pay $20 for it now. That's a real deal.
Because they're adding multiple chapters with multiple new characters. I mean, I don't know if you saw, you get to play as Kidney in this one, so it'll be
And you get to use like his guns, his shooting, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get to use the thunder spears. Like, it's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be great. I can't wait.
And you get to use Levi having that experience where he killed 14 Kenny soldiers and shit. He goes rage everywhere. Yeah.
I want to see Rebecca because I think it's gonna go up to what we just saw. It goes up to that, and I think it's done. I think it's, you know, because I don't think they would have gone further than that at this point. Because if that came out before, if it got leaked before the show actually got there, that'd be ridiculous. So, I think that it just goes up to exactly the episode we just saw, and then it ends.
Go ahead, Sam.
No, I think it's going to stop before they get into the cellar thing, especially for the game, because they can't progress anything more. That's all story. There's no action or anything.
That's a perfect way for them to start the next game.
And like and once like the new season of Attack on Titan comes out, they have all this time, all this extra stuff, and they can have the Attack on Titan number 3 and like call it whatever. And then once the manga series ends for Attack on Titan, they're ready. They will have the fourth and final game like Naruto Ninja Storm 4 or something like that.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
And James, you were about to say something?
Yeah, so I was going to say, like, just going back to the anime real quick. So when Levi attacked the Beast Titan, I feel like that was retribution for how they did Levi in the OVA that they did that gave you the Levi backstory.
Yeah.
Because it was so cheap compared to the manga. I felt like they finally gave Levi like his real like savage rage moment. Oh, and it was even better than the manga.
Because that's where his emotion comes out. His captain might have died. He's like, this is his last final request. You have to, if your commander's going to hell, you might as well fulfill his final request.
I mean, that's how it should have been in the Levi backstory. He lost his two best friends and they cut out so much for the anime. Like, it's ridiculous.
Man, I can't wait until Vegeta gets his Levi moment.
I think he's going to get it, though. If you guys are reading the Dragon Ball Super manga, they are leaning very much into Vegeta's backstory.
They're leaning a lot more into Vegeta than they ever have.
And just good. Propelling him forward to be...
Because I think that they learned... Like, I think Toriyama's finally like, oh, I guess if you guys really like Vegeta, I'll treat him better, which you should, because we love Vegeta.
Goku is becoming really boring to me.
He has been for a long time.
He's really so boring.
He's been like that for like all this time, the so-called main character. Give everybody else a chance of a better storyline.
And you know who else they need to put some respect on their name?
Go on.
Piccolo.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Piccolo's voice. Go on.
The Namekians do some really cool shit in the new chapters of the manga.
But they did them dirty.
They did.
They did them so dirty again.
The more cool shit. Yeah, they really did. I mean, I think it's worse than Frieza, honestly.
It is, because this time I was like, because I'm yelling the whole time reading this, I'm like, again?
What's worse than destroy your whole planet?
I was so mad. I was like, come on, stop doing the Namekians so dirty. Like, this is rude.
What did they do to you?
But no, yeah, what you're saying about Vegeta is right. Like, it's just, you're seeing more of the nuances of his character, and I'm really excited about it. So he's going to be the one to figures out how to actually take down this villain, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, Attack on Titan 2, you have our money. We can't wait for it comes out.
Yes, please.
Or at least have a beta test. We'd love to have a beta test. Okay, moving on. Next one. Pokemon live streams introduce Pokemon Home and Pokemon Sleep.
Who wants to go first?
I mean, I'll gladly talk about it. So that whole presentation, just first off, was weird.
It was
very, very Japanese. If you notice, this was a Game Freak presentation. This was not a Nintendo presentation. Mm-hmm. And you can definitely tell because it lacked the polish of a Nintendo presentation. But Pokemon Home, been waiting for something like this for a long time because yes. I'm a subscriber to the Pokemon Bank. I have a lot of Pokemon sitting in the Pokemon Bank, and I'll use them in a lot of different stuff, but I can't because it's only through the 3DS. With this, I'll be able to bring my Pokemon from my bank that I've had with me since I think I brought them from Pokemon Pearl.
I think that's like 2012.
Yeah, I've had them for that long that I brought them along through the different versions of Pokemon that I'll be able to put them in Sword and Shield. And that'll be wonderful because then they'll have a new home and it'll be great. Because every Pokemon game I've had, I've been able to pull them from my bank on 3DS anyway. And, you know, use them and put them back in the bank and it's been great. I've been paying for that Pokemon bank for a long time. So
Ray, we have to talk about this afterwards because I have... couple of games in my 3DS that I need to put them in my bank or home now. Mm-hmm. So you need to kind of teach me that because I don't want to lose all my Pokemon. That's why I've saved my DS and saved my games because I know. So you definitely need to teach me because I have too many Pokemon.
I can do that.
Too many legendaries.
So yeah, it's basically just a weird name, but it's basically the Pokemon Bank, but much more accessible to everybody, which would be awesome because it'll work between Pokemon Go and all of the other like games available for like 3DS and stuff. It'll be good.
So what is Pokemon Sleep?
Thank you. I was about to ask that.
That's the one thing that I have a problem with.
Why do we want to watch Pokemon Sleep, my guy?
Essentially what Pokemon Sleep is you have to buy this Pokemon Go, Pokemon Plus accessory, and you put it on your pillow, and while you're asleep, it does. So think the Pikachu like walker.
Yeah.
Yes, except for sleep. So it does all the Pokemon stuff. It the longer you sleep, the more stuff the game does while you're asleep, if that makes sense. It shouldn't make sense.
So it's stealing my brainwaves.
I mean, probably. And this is their this is their way of doing it. Is they're stealing people's dreams with an actual device now. But yeah, so, it basically, just as long as you sleep, you get stuff in a Pokemon game. Yay!
So out of all the Pokemon move that you come out to real life, you put in Dream Eater.
Yep. Sleep and Dream Eater. So I saw a Twitter joke about, oh man, for all those people with depression, this is going to be great. I felt so bad. I was like, oh,
that is horrible. That is horrible.
That is.
But no, so yeah, it's a really, it's a dumb thing. It's like, hey, you guys like to sleep. You guys like Pokemon. You're going to love Pokemon Sleep.
Joke's on you. I don't really sleep.
I bet you people will still buy it. Somehow they will make money out of
it's Pokemon. I mean, people are going to buy it.
I'm probably going to buy it. Let's be
real. You ready? You will?
If it's for my pillow, that ain't going to work, though, because I move a lot. And so, like, if it's supposed to stay on my pillow all night, that ain't going to work.
Yeah, can't do it.
That ain't going to work. So it's going to have to be something that I have to put on my wrist, because if not, it ain't going to work.
I think Pokemon Sleep was just stupid.
I mean, it's more of a, it's they will spin it as more of a health thing, because it's healthy for you to sleep.
Yeah, but why are they so curious about my sleeping habits all of a sudden?
I mean, just as much as Apple is curious about your sleeping habits, you know, it's more for you to understand how long you're sleeping versus how long you should be sleeping.
Or, I mean, the point of Pokemon Go, I mean, it's to encourage people to be healthier and walk around and do stuff. So this is for the opposite end of the spectrum with sleep.
and that's the way they introduced it.
Antidepressant.
They introduced it with, you know, showing somebody hitting this new milestone with the walking and their steps, and then they show somebody going to sleep. So it's basically like, we are now touching all points of your life, is what it is.
It's like they're copying Apple, though. Like, now Apple iHome, and now Apple Sleep. And now, what's next? It's literally going to be a real Pokemon phone. They're going to go in the cell phone business.
If they get into a Pokemon, if they get into cell phone business and they make a Pokedex style phone, I will buy it.
There's a market. People will buy it. I'll buy it.
I will buy that. I
will legitimately buy that. You may joke about it now, but no, that would be a real thing that I would spend money on.
Yep. I mean, I don't mind. Have the Pokemon. Pokemon has this money. They have so much money that they don't even know what to do with. They're just like, okay, sure, we'll buy, like, what cell phone company can we buy over so that we can introduce our new Pokemon cell phones?
I mean, think about it. We invest so much money in trading cards.
That's true.
If I told you how much money I've spent on one trading card for Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh!, you would think I'm insane. We put value on these things. If they made a Pokedex-style phone, I'm going to buy it.
I mean, you also almost bought the Jump Force Collector's Edition, so...
Don't remind me.
Ray, technically he did, but then he canceled his order.
I only put $5 down on the pre-order, so I didn't lose any money.
I'm sorry, I just had to get that dig.
Not like James, I feel the same way. I was about to purchase it just because of the statue, but the game was so bad. Like, you know what? Cancel order.
I haven't even had the urge to look at gameplay on YouTube. So that's how I know I really don't care.
The that's only gameplay bad. I saw was Ray.
Let's go! Bandai, I love you. And, you know, if you ever want to have any opportunities to work with me, great. But Jump Force was bad.
Yeah, sponsor us, Bandai. We're offer to be a male entertainer sphere for you professionals.
Phrasing it that way, it's never going to happen.
That's the guy that invented Cheek Force.
That was James.
I plead the fifth.
Crab Squad was invented by Ray himself.
No.
Crab Squad.
Oh, Crab Squad. Okay, good. That's fine. I thought you said something else for a second. I was like, wait a minute. That's worse. Oh, God.
We better hope they don't listen.
And he gets the good kind of crabs.
Okay, you can stop now.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
You can stop now. This is over.
Anywho,
next news story.
Anyway,
last news.
Let me wrap it up. Pokemon also has continuing news for the following week, so we'll probably tune into that too.
Yes, we'll cover that.
I will be like I'll be streaming it. I'll be casting it. So
oh, good. Sweet.
Okay, last news of the day. Crunchyroll streamed Dr. Stone anime trailer. Anime's premiering in July.
My God.
We can talk about it. I haven't seen the trailer yet, but I have read the
manga. You haven't seen the trailer yet?
No, because I'm going to be doing a trailer reaction to this for...
Oh, gotcha. Makes sense.
But gotcha. We can talk about it because I have read the manga up to chapter 50, so I know what's going to happen. Just let's talk about it, though.
So
the animation is incredible.
It's beautiful.
I can't wait to see this.
So what I'm worried about though, this trailer had music that did not match what was happening.
Trailers are just marketing, man.
But is it the same people who are going to be working on the anime? Because, God, I hope not. Please.
Yeah. Usually it's two different studios for
the Yeah, I was going to say it's probably not always the same people.
Okay.
Because even with movies, like, the people who do the trailers don't necessarily have anything to do with
it. Because it just didn't sync up. I didn't think it captured what this anime is doing. And I'm like, well, hopefully this is something that, like, the anime itself actually captures, because this is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. Dr. Stone is going to be massive because the story is so good and so different. Like, people are going to be hooked. So it's like, this is one where everything's got to hit. The animation, the story, and the music all have to hit at the same time.
And it's shonen. It's all shonen.
So I'm like, that's got to work, because if that music ain't there, it's like, I feel like that's a really important element that's just kind of like, well, you let the whole team down.
Because you need a catchy intro song.
The trailer, so I was like, oof, come on, please. Please don't. But yeah, just that's how I felt about the trailer. It's just that everything else was wonderful. I'm so excited to see it. It looks so good. The character design is really also amazing. But then that song, I was like, oh, this is underwhelming. So, I don't know.
There's still the score.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, this is a fantasy, like, sci-fi epic. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I expect something to, like, keep up with that. And I guess it's just, I don't know. I kind of think it's like...
Sci-fi, yes. Fantasy, I would disagree on, because they don't have no superpowers. It's just one dude that has a super brain.
So, I mean, fantasy
could I was going to say fantasy doesn't necessarily mean superpowers. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's like a lost world in a post-apocalyptic to a point, too.
Well, technically, everybody got stoned for 3,000 years to rebuild the whole civilization.
I would consider that a post-apocalyptic fantasy.
Copy.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Definitely a subgenre of
fantasy. A fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I don't know. I liked it, though. I'm really happy it's happening. Like, this lets me know that it's real now.
Yeah. July, dude. Like, that's pretty much...
That's basically right around the corner.
Yeah.
So,
This is Miguel's top and most anticipated anime of this year. So if he's really hyping it, you guys are really hyping it. I'm excited for it. I'm going to do the same thing for experiencing with Promised Neverland. Don't read the manga yet. Just watch the anime first and then read the manga. Have to have that full-on experience. I have no idea what's going
on. I've already broken that rule for this one. I've been reading Dr. Stone, so yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to catch up on Dr. Stone.
I haven't touched any of it on Dr. Stone.
So that's good. You're good to leave as day.
Yeah.
But yeah, if everyone here is excited for it, I'm excited for it. Hopefully it's another 24-episode kind of anime.
Yeah.
Better be.
That means it ends the year.
Yeah. Oh, if it does, that's amazing. I love it. This year has been great with anime, so I'm loving it so far, honestly.
2019 has been a great year for media. Like, this year has been one of the best years for movies, not over.
We've been spoiled this year. Movies, anime, video games, God, but
it's only been half the year.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But you know, we're so grateful, really grateful for all these companies
and the great animators. Thank you for working so hard and be with your family. Thank you very much. Namaste.
We would love a tour for those companies.
Oh yeah,
have like see what's going on inside these tours. All right, guys, I want to wrap it up all here, guys. So Ray, James, please give us your plugs.
James, please.
Yeah. So follow me all over social media at @C4Spoilers. Make sure to head over to carefulforspoilers.com where you can see all of the articles that we write on movie news, TV show news, gaming news, and you can also find links to our Patreon and all of our podcasts.
All right. Wow. Yeah. Follow James. James is great. He's much smarter than I am. Much more knowledgeable about the stuff than me. So that's cool. You know me. I'm Ray Apollo. I'm a Twitch streamer. Follow me also at Ray Apollo. That's RayApollo. Not a chicken. All over the internet, including Facebook now. We have a new Facebook page. Go like that page. That's where you see a bunch of new clips and fun stuff that we do. Like I said, I stream every day of the week except for Sunday. We have a good time. Every Saturday, specifically, Anime Saturday. You'll love it. We're playing Sword Art Online Fatal Bullet right now, and I'm really digging it. So come check it out.
As always, guys, for follow me, Legendary Dash, everywhere else, Twitter, IG. Follow the guys, everything's down in the description below. And other than that, take it away, Sam.
Follow and support us on Facebook, Twitch, and Patreon at Anime Lately. And also follow our other social media platforms like Twitter and Instagram at @AnimeLately_. Anime Lately YouTube channel has all of review videos of reviews, live reactions, and all kinds of anime and manga related videos. Check them out. If you like what you see, like the video, subscribe to the channel, comment, and let us know how you feel, how you say about what our videos are. Also, turn on that bell notification so that you know that we have a new video up on our YouTube channel. Thank you, guys. Have a good day. Peace.